4. Women drivers safer, except when parking. Men commit 9 times as many motoring offenses as women. Home office figures show that the vast majority dealt with by courts for every type of traffic offense are male. The disparity between the sexes is greatest for the most serious offenses, with men guilty of 97% of dangerous driving offenses, and 94% for causing death or bodily harm. Women's speeding offenses have risen by 4 percentage points in the past 5 years, yet still constitute only 17% of the total. Women are far less likely to have high-speed collisions resulting in death. Crashes killed 238 women drivers in 2002, compared with 907 men. In the past 10 years, the proportion of men with licenses has remained at 81%, but that of women increased from 49% to 61%. However, the proportion of all motoring offenses committed by women in the past 5 years has risen by only 1 percentage point, to 12%. Parking appears to be the only area of driving in which women have a poorer record. Insurance claims showed in 2002 that women were twice as likely to have a collision in a car park, were 23% more likely to hit a stationary car, and 15% more likely to reverse into another car. Mary Williams, chief executive of the road safety charity BRAKE, said, "The government should place more emphasis on changing men's attitudes to driving and improving their safety skills, through advertising in mediums such as men's magazines, and through education in the workplace. Particular concerns are excessive speed, high-risk maneuvers such as overtaking dangerously, and driving when tired." Steve Stradling, professor of transport psychology at Napier University, Edinburgh, said, "A key factor is that women get less fun out of risk-taking. People speed because they are under pressure, and women have different patterns of obligations. Men are more likely to speed to make a business appointment." In a survey for the Scottish Executive, Professor Stradling found that 82% of women approved of speed cameras, compared with 68% of men. 45% of women believed that motorway speed limits should never be broken, compared with 30% of men. Nearly two-thirds of men drive cars with an engine bigger than 1.6 liters, compared with 42% of women. Women are also less likely to be members of the groups that campaign for an increase in speed limits.